I'm Grant Blankenship. A few months ago, I told you about some things the science department at Mercer University found stuffed in drawers while they were packing up to move to their new building. They were preserved animals, mammals, and birds. Mercer biologist Craig Byron says they needed a better home than a dumpster out back.
We can't do that, you know.
He arranged to get the bobcats and fox squirrels and muskrats to the U.S. Geological Survey's collection at the Smithsonian until the little unit at the USGS had their budget cut. So where could these things go? Well, Bud Freeman will take some of them.
If my mother is mad at me, I'm Byron Freeman, director of the Museum of Natural History.
That's the Georgia State Museum of Natural History.
I'm a librarian. I guess all natural history people are librarians in some respect.
Or maybe more of a collector. He spends a lot of time taking unwanted stuff off a scientist's hands.
Museums are collections of collections.
Today he's adding to a collection of about 100,000 specimens. Freeman says it's all a window into the past.
It's a time machine. Yep.
A time machine that reveals more today than it did when it was collected. Mercer's furry pelts are an example.
The hairs are stable isotopes.
Those are chemical signatures that can be read to, say, reconstruct a muskrat's diet. We only learned to ask that kind of question 30 years after these animals were collected in the 1950s. One new question the skeletons in the collection will be used to ask is how climate change is affecting middle Georgia mammals. Another scientist at Georgia Tech plans on beginning that research. But the skins are what Bud Freeman will sock away at the Georgia Museum of Natural History for other questions, as yet unasked.
Talking to you guys, yeah. You know, you forget about all
for GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.